DeepEnglish.com.
Imagine you're a stranger in a strange land far from home. Are you a stranger in a familiar place close to home? No, I'm not a stranger in a familiar place close to home. I'm a stranger in a strange land far from home. You're fleeing a brutal government responsible for the imprisonment, torture, and death of your family and friends. Are you fleeing an alien invasion responsible for the imprisonment, torture, and death of your family and friends? No, I'm not fleeing an alien invasion responsible for the imprisonment, torture, and death of my family and friends. I'm fleeing a brutal government responsible for the imprisonment, torture, and death of my family and friends. You've lost everything and traveled miles. You've risked it all to find a safe place. Have you lost everything, traveled miles, and risked it all to find a safe place? Yes, I have lost everything, traveled miles, and risked it all to find a safe place. You're in a new country, but there is no warm welcome. Instead, there is suspicion and hostility. Is there a warm welcome in the new country? No, there isn't a warm welcome in the new country. What is there instead of a warm welcome? Instead of a warm welcome, there is suspicion and hostility. People call you scum and have no sympathy. You're a refugee, but some people see you as a plague. What do people call you? They call me scum. Do they have any sympathy? No, they don't have any sympathy. What do people see you as? People see me as a plague. It's not fair. It's not right. But it is the reality which some of the 65 million refugees worldwide face every day. Is the reality that some of the 65 million refugees worldwide face every day fair or right? No, the reality that some of the 65 million refugees face worldwide every day is not fair or right. Nearly 5 million people have fled Syria since 2011. 2 million of them are children. How many millions of people have fled Syria since 2011? Nearly 5 million people have fled Syria since 2011. Are nearly half of the 5 million refugees children? Yes, nearly half of the 5 million refugees are children. The refugee crisis is a worldwide problem. The nameless faces in refugee camps are people like us. Is the refugee crisis a local problem? No, the refugee crisis is not a local problem. The refugee crisis is a worldwide problem. Are the people in refugee camps different from us? No, the people in refugee camps aren't different from us. The people in refugee camps are like us. Yet, there is little empathy. Is there a lot of empathy? No, there isn't a lot of empathy. There is little empathy. In 2006, former U.S. President Barack Obama made a speech to young people about the national empathy deficit. Did former U.S. President Barack Obama make a speech to seniors about the national empathy surplus? No, former U.S. President Barack Obama didn't make a speech to seniors about the national empathy surplus. He made a speech to young people about the national empathy deficit. He said, "As you go on in life, empathy will become harder, not easier." Did he say that empathy will become easier? No, he didn't say that empathy will become easier. He said that empathy will become harder, not easier. In the real world, no one is forcing you to care. In the real world, is someone forcing you to care? No, in the real world, no one is forcing you to care. You'll be free to live in neighborhoods with people exactly like yourself. Will you be free to live in neighborhoods with people different from yourself? No, you won't be free to live in neighborhoods with people different from yourself. You will be free to live in neighborhoods with people exactly like yourself. Free to concern yourself only with what's going on in your own little circle. Will you be free to concern yourself with only what's going on in your own little circle? Yes, you will be free to concern yourself with only what's going on in your own little circle. The Pope has encouraged Catholics to extend their circle of care to include refugees by reminding them that Jesus was a refugee. Has the Pope encouraged Catholics to limit their circle of care to exclude refugees? No, the Pope hasn't encouraged Catholics to limit their circle of care to exclude refugees. the Pope has encouraged Catholics to extend their circle of care to include refugees. What has he reminded Catholics of? He has reminded Catholics that Jesus was a refugee. Similarly, some Jewish leaders in the U.S. have invited local refugees to join them in celebrating Passover, which is a story of their own history as refugees. What have some Jewish leaders in the U.S. done for local refugees? Some Jewish leaders in the U.S. have invited local refugees to join in celebrating Passover. For the Jewish people, what is Passover a story of? For the Jewish people, Passover is a story of their own history as refugees. Empathy is the most precious emotion. Is anger the most precious emotion? No, anger isn't the most precious emotion. Empathy is the most precious emotion. To put yourself in someone else's shoes, to live their dreams and share their fears, is the most human of qualities. Do you believe that empathy is the most human of qualities? When we lose the power of empathy, we lose our own humanity. Do we lose our own humanity when we lose the power of empathy? Yes, we lose our own humanity when we lose the power of empathy. In the name of empathy, Save the Children has made two short films about the struggles child refugees face. What has Save the Children made? Save the Children has made two short films about the struggles child refugees face. Each film has a clever twist. Does each film have a predictable storyline? No, each film doesn't have a predictable storyline. Each film has a clever twist. The unnamed girl in the films faces the same horrors common to child refugees everywhere. What does the unnamed girl in the films face? The unnamed girl in the films faces the same horrors common to child refugees everywhere. She loses her family, is exposed to violence, experiences racism, and is herded into a refugee camp. What does she lose? She loses her family. What is she exposed to? She is exposed to violence. Does she experience racism? Yes, she experiences racism. Is she gently guided into a refugee camp? No, she isn't gently guided into a refugee camp. She is herded into a refugee camp. The only difference is, this girl is middle class, white, and British. What is the only difference? The only difference is, this girl is middle class, white, and British. People struggle to empathize with those they feel are not like them. Who do people struggle to empathize with? People struggle to empathize with those they feel are not like them. The Save the Children films highlight the refugee crisis because they almost trick people into feeling empathy. What do the Save the Children films highlight? The Save the Children films highlight the refugee crisis. What do the films do? The films almost trick people into feeling empathy. Burying your head in the sand and ignoring the refugee crisis is no longer an option. Is burying your head in the sand and ignoring the refugee crisis an option? No, burying your head in the sand and ignoring the refugee crisis is not an option. The first step towards a more empathetic world is being willing to pay attention to the suffering of our fellow passengers on Spaceship Earth. What is the first step towards a more empathetic world? The first step towards a more empathetic world is being willing to pay attention to the suffering of others.